with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph. He was of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, Gabriel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb, and you will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. Nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word." And the angel left her. This is good news from the Lord. And so in these last days, and of course Christmas Day itself, Mary comes into great prominence. And I've often wondered, perhaps you have, why from the earliest centuries did the Christian people get so excited about Mary? The Protestants who came along later never really understood it. It felt to them like we were making Mary into God. And you have to be honest, many Catholics seem to be more excited about Mary than Jesus. But let's try to understand it theologically. What's happening? And what's happening maybe in the deeper depths of our soul? Jesus is the representative of the divine, the gift, the total givenness of God to his creation. Mary is the representative of humanity, the stand-in for all of us. She's how the gift is received. And so maybe we saw, probably unconsciously, a little bit of ourselves in her. And we all say, "Oh my goodness, I'm not anything like Mary." But I want you to note that in this gospel and in the entire text, there's not a single quality of Mary that is named. Nothing. It doesn't say she was worthy, she was smart, she was good looking, she was filled with virtue. Not a single virtue is named. And she will name it herself in the response to what we just read. "You have loved me in my nothingness." In my littleness, it's sometimes translated. So all it is said is, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." Now, favor doesn't say anything about the one who is favored. It says something about the one who is doing the favoring. The word in Greek that is translated favor actually means undeserved love. Undeserved, unmerited, totally free from the giver's side. And you all know it's very hard to receive an undeserved gift. We all want to prove that we earned it, that we're worthy of it, that we're smart enough, that we're holy enough. Mary doesn't go there. She makes no claims to deserving this. All she asks is one very important clarifying question. How can I be a mother when I don't know a man? Once that question is answered, God's going to do it. God's going to figure it out. It's not your job to worry about it. God's job is to fill in all the gaps of our disbelief. And once the question is answered, she says, as even the Beatles sung about, "Let it be, let it be. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I know I'm not worthy of it." Every other encounter in the Bible where an angel enters the scene and gives an announcement, the person argues about their worthiness. She doesn't. She simply accepts that God can do what God can do. Now, certainly, her small human mind, like yours and mine, could not have understood what was really happening. They assume she was about a 16 or 17 year old girl. And somehow she becomes the receptacle that brings the Christ into the world. Now see, that's the pattern everywhere, all the time, and for you too. We're not worthy either. We have no credits to our name, and yet it is into this nothingness that we are that the Christ forever comes. It boggles the mind, it explodes the heart to imagine how could this be true. And you and I each also, like her, want to say, how can this be? How can this be? And the word of God to us is, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. When you were first chosen, I hope it happened more than once. When someone first fell in love with you and decided they wanted to be with you and spend time with you, didn't you have inside of you that feeling, why me? Why? That's the human experience. The mind boggles, the heart explodes. It cannot understand in our world of computation and calculation total undeserved love. And that, I believe, is why we love Mary. She's a stand-in for all of us. And we, like her, can only say, let it be. Let it be done unto me according to your favor. Now, brothers and sisters, if you can begin to let that sink in, you're ready for Christmas.